Is there any way to use your battery quicker?
We need like a light to say, like, see the on air. We need that to like flicker on to know that we're actually on. Are we live now?
Is me saying we're live not enough?
We delayed in saying it.
Well, we're live.
I need an official statement though.
You're back.
Oh yeah.
Quarantined.
Yeah.
Don't know how we got through.
Yeah, no, it's good to be here. Really good to be here. If you are in the live stream, can you just let us know if you can hear us? Because it is the second time that we are that we're in the studio. It's the first time I've set it up with GoPro, so hopefully the video quality is a bit better this week. But yeah, let us know if there's any audio issues. Yeah, good to be back. Good.
Well, Jules and I were saying going from the studio to then going back to
StreamYard.
Yeah, never again.
Nah. Yeah, this is.
Why can't be?
Yeah, it's good to be back. It's good to see us.
You actually don't look well.
I feel like
Explain
shit.
Explain to the listeners how you're feeling.
Had food poisoning a bad dose of food poisoning about 4 or 5 days ago. And for some reason, I still can't eat anything. So if anyone's got any remedies, let me know.
And apparently, Joe's been a little bit selfish, Pezza, and he's given it to
you. He's passed it on to me. I've had violent diarrhea.
Apparently, food poisoning is contagious.
From Joe, it is.
We shook hands, and then all of a sudden, I've got water coming out of my...
Yeah, all right, that's enough. That's our moment. We finally, as a generation, we can hang our hat on a genuine moment.
Honestly, we are a force because of the intensity that we play at is just next level.
We want to be here. We want to impact finals. And it's one thing, obviously, saying it, but we just lived it.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 115 of the Almost Blues Brothers podcast, part of the Blue Abroad Media Network, and in 2024, proudly powered by Image Online. The studios here in Abbotsford, boys, live calling, they do predominantly, but they also rent out their studios for voiceover work and for podcasting. So if you're looking for any of that, Image Online in Abbotsford, there you guys.
What a place. True?
Yeah, it is.
Nice. Hospital. They've actually tossed up the joint.
Hospital.
Hospitable, I said.
No,
I said hospital. Go check it out.
We'll have to VAR that.
Hospital.
But they actually redid it. Redid the place. They organized it for us
with the mic set up. Yeah, but
yeah, no,
I had to get my plyo box from work here to make the mic.
Oh, remember for the last first step. Yeah,
for the first step.
No, it's the setup is good. We forgot the merch this week, but we'll deck it out as we go across the season.
It's a fine, isn't it?
Oh, it's all right. I bring everything else, but that's fine.
Are we bringing fines back? No.
Anyway, who we got in the chat? We've got a few tonight already. Obviously, they've come across from the Blue Broad show, which was on just prior to us coming on. Rowan, Carlton Flaggers, Peter V, Albert, Davey, Lou, Brandon, Stephen, Jim. They're all here. How are we? Lockie Jack, Heard Hospital.
Yeah, like we all did. Like
Carlton Flaggers, Hospital. Good.
All right, Joe, you might need one actually.
Jules hitting off this year with a bang.
Someone here, Jim said charcoal tablets. I've had charcoal tablets before when I've had food poisoning. That does work. So, anyway.
Yeah, why don't even, you know what else works? You just hammer those gastro stops.
Yeah, or Imodium.
Sorry?
Imodium.
It sounds like a PC.
Anyway. Anyway.
Or a nightclub, Jules goes.
Enough about my ass and food poisoning. Boys, it's good to be back in the studio. You're right. On StreamYard, it was rubbish.
Well, especially because Jules' laptop wasn't working.
Yeah. It's just a different experience. This is nice being here with you.
Listen, how excited are we now with the season 2 weeks away?
It's on our fingertips, isn't it?
It is now. Really? Boys?
Yeah. It's good. Hey, we're 11 days? 11 days away from opening round. Yeah. From our game of opening round. 11
Correct.
Days. 2 days away from the first official practice match. Like, it's all happening now.
How's the week going to feel leading up to that first game? We're going to be buzzing.
Well, we're going to go. Huh? No, we're not.
He messaged me overseas. He goes...
I messaged both of you.
He goes, are you a chance? I was straight, no. I thought I better be transparent.
I can ice message him in about 5 minutes, not even flat. Yeah.
Did you say straight no? Yeah.
You both made my decision very easy.
Would you have done it if one of us had said yes?
I would have been tempted, but I'm already taking a lot of leave this year because I'm going back and forth.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
So I thought, relax a bit. Anyway, how you both been?
Good, man.
Pretty much exactly the same as I was last week.
Jules?
Good, good, good. Can't complain. I mean, I could, but can't complain.
That's a
Jules
first.
Definitely, that's Jules a first. Definitely that's could actually, complain.
That's a first that he's not complaining.
Jules has a list of things you can complain about.
I just make lists all the time. You know I'm a man of lists.
Just turn the mic. So turn the mic so it's fine. I'm still trying to teach him.
A typical conversation just in the studio. Just for the listeners.
Move.
Joe.
Yeah.
It's fine. I can't do it like that. It has to be. Feels awkward.
Yeah, but it has to be. Yeah, it's fine.
Hey, you can attest to this, Joe. Typical conversation with Jules goes, hey, Jules, how's it going, man? Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. What's wrong with that? Oh, yeah. All right. What happened today, Jules?
Oh, man. If only you knew.
That's for a separate podcast. Jules is going to announce it after the show.
I actually could.
We could. We could easily do a podcast of just talking shit for about an hour or 2 hours.
Well, that isn't that what our intro is?
Exactly. If the listeners are interested, actually, let us know. We could do this for 2 hours.
We could talk
easily.
A lot of shit about serious stuff, we but could, just like ramble yeah, on. Yeah,
it's there.
I just don't understand why he's holding it.
I'm moving it. Like
it's new to him. He'll pick it up.
It'll come.
Yeah, just keep giving Jules feedback on his audio as we go.
Hey, Cross, are you trying to intro the show or can we cross to my not happy Dan?
Instant. Just wait.
See?
You know, build it up. This
fucking
week.
Hell.
No, they're listeners. They want to get into this show. We're 2 weeks out and you're all slow again.
Okay. So we've just got one little thing to do and then we'll get there. That's it.
Okay.
We've got it. Other than my food poisoning, I'm good. Thanks for asking as well. How the trip was? That was good. Getting engaged.
Have you spoken to you?
Yeah, no, it's good.
No,
how's this, Jules? I'm sorry. In front of the listeners now, he's changed. Went to his house quickly for a coffee. I was excited. I go, bloke, how good's this? I go, how's the trip, man? Oh, yeah, whatever. Same, yeah.
I did not.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, no, it was good. Like, all right.
Same thing on the phone when I was called in today.
All right, can we talk about something else?
I haven't been able to eat. I'm not quite there.
You're not the same, I am.
A few people. Joe, bit of ink from Michael. Davey, why'd you get a tattoo of a Native American? It looked good. But also, there's a story behind it, but it doesn't
tell them the story.
I used to watch a lot of Westerns with my mom when I was a kid, and that's why I got the cowgirl here and the Native American there. There was always a lovely Native American actress as part of the Westerns, and it was always a cowgirl.
Next Joe's gonna get Barney because he watched Barney when he was a kid. You see a massive Barney on Joe's.
I'm actually getting a Flanders one. I'll get the skiing one, Flanders skiing. Yeah. Anyway, we've talked enough shit.
The groundsman?
Groundskeeper Willie.
Yeah.
We've talked enough shit.
You should get him.
All right, we've got a big show. We've got the Walsh injury news we're going to talk about tonight and our thoughts on that. Big. We've got the MCG turf, which I want to talk about.
Joe Rant.
Sam McClure again.
Joe Rant. To
talk about. And then we've got the match sim review and the practice match preview versus the D's coming
up. Like, tonight's jam-packed with just Joe Rants.
All right, without any further ado.
Oh, let's get into it.
All right, so my laptop isn't plugged into a power unit tonight. So it's on battery, it is dying quickly. We're at 66%, so we're just going to go until this dies, essentially. And I will, I'll let everyone know when I'm at about 15%, and that's probably when we're going to call the show. Hopefully, we get about 50 minutes in at least, and then I'll sort it out for next week.
Yeah. Joe apologizes.
Yeah. All right. For you.
Keep calm. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 8, 9, 10.
Not happy, Jan!
Go.
All right. Now, this is directed at my beloved Chelsea FC.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your wife. Thinking shit, what she done? No.
Shit. She's heavily Chelsea pregnant. Football Club.
Yeah, fair enough.
Bottle job. Can you say why?
Yeah.
Bottle job.
Yeah.
Now, listen, it wasn't that he played kids. They played kids the last 30 minutes. I don't know. Did you watch it? Did anyone watch it?
Oh, wow.
Definitely wouldn't.
Are Chelsea
watched
relevant?
It. You don't even watch your own team.
I was on the plane, to be fair.
Anyway, relevant. Last 30 minutes, they played genuine kids and we couldn't score. And it was bad. We actually didn't play bad. We couldn't score. And for them, the season just shambolic.
Yeah.
It's dummy. Something stupid.
Chelsea are bad.
Yeah, they are.
Really bad.
At the
moment,
no, but it's a work in progress.
Really bad.
Don't get me started because the last premiership you had was in 2003.
Doesn't matter. You're only as relevant as your last game.
You're right. No,
unfortunately.
That's wrong. I'll look at the last 20 years and you've been irrelevant. So let me have one. I've had 1 year of being irrelevant, but my not happy Dan.
Genuinely delusional. Yeah, genuinely.
My not happy Dan is directed towards the Chelsea Football Club today because they should have got the win.
Yeah, fair enough.
Does anyone else, is there any Chelsea supporters listening?
No, there's a few Liverpool supporters in the chat, though.
What are they saying?
They're pretty happy.
Yeah, what are they?
No, they just said, I'm a Liverpool supporter. I never walk alone. There's a few here. There's a few. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I can't wait to them for them.
Bottle FC couldn't beat our reserves. You're just shit. It is what it is.
I'm not arguing I'm not saying we're good, but I'm saying it's a game we should have won.
Liverpool had some stars out, still couldn't do it. You never walk alone, Dan. Yeah, they're just hammering you. Yeah,
they just started following Liverpool and FIFA. Liverpool right. 5 stars, I'll
listen,
go for them.
Listen, let's get into this because, like I said, this laptop's dying quickly. Sam Walsh. So we haven't caught up since the injury news came out. Just before we go into it, there was a quote from Cripper today around Walshy. There was a bit of hysteria.
He's pushing.
Why didn't we hear about it? You know, why has it come so late? Blah, blah, blah. I'll get your thoughts on it in a minute. But Cripper today at the captain's run. We had a training run yesterday and he was running pretty well. He's talking about Walsh. It's a hard one with these back things. I think there's always that trauma that he's going to be out for another 3 months, but it's only a little tightness in his back. Best thing about this year is that he's done a mountain of work. He was absolutely humming. He got a bit stiff, but he'll reload. And knowing him, he'll do everything he can to get up for opening round. If it's opening round, then great. If it's not, we just want him for most of the year. I know that's what he's focusing on as well. He's one where everyone thinks he'll just be fine. But it would be challenging because he's wired to be the best that he can be. That's just his makeup, blah, blah, blah. He's got the biggest ability I've seen from being a good bloke and fun off the field to once he crosses that white line, he is on. There's no stopping him. So downplaying it a little bit, I think fair enough. There was a bit of hysteria, but how did you boys see it when the news dropped? Do you care?
I mean, we had a conversation about
it. We did yesterday.
Pretty long, in-depth conversation and just in terms of the way it was managed, particularly in terms of a high performance area, maybe, in terms of his load over the course of the last 2-3 months.
Well,
in terms
what was
of trying to manage it a little bit better, maybe?
Yeah, well, the conversation started because I'd said to Jules, because Jules asked me, he goes, what do you reckon of Walsh? And I originally said that I can see why they'd want to manage him.
And given, doing it now.
Yeah, doing it now. I go, I can see why they want to manage him given the fact of the injury that he did have. And the fact that he's a true professional, yeah, in the way he goes about his prep and his body. So, but then Jules' counter argument was the fact that they got him to modified indoor training. So he wasn't even training with like the main group, which then made you think, all right, this could be worse than what it is.
Yeah. Because he's not out of the track.
Because I was thinking you'd have to be on the track with the main team. For it, like, all right, you don't play the prackies, knowing that Walsh round one will be right. You know what I mean?
And when I brought up the conversation, the prackies for Walsh, to me, they're irrelevant. Right. I don't think he needs them.
No, you know he's going to be right.
You know he's going to be right.
Yeah.
Okay. But I feel like as if he still needs a training load, and whether it's a 1 week training base over the course of a 2 week period. Okay, in terms of modified training, in terms of pulling him off the track early, miss a session, you know, here and there to manage his loads. I just feel like as if that would have been the more cautious approach.
I see what you're saying.
But obviously we don't know the extent of the injury. Maybe they are playing it down because they did that 1-2 years ago.
100%. My concern is that it's reactive. Correct. That's my concern.
Same.
That's what I'm intrigued to see how the extent of it, and if he is ready for round one, because I just hope the management of the load wasn't reactive.
Mm.
Yeah. And whether that could have been avoided earlier in preseason to then ramp up his volume come towards round one.
Mm.
That's why I was a bit worried. So yeah.
Is it not something he's just going to deal with his whole career?
Well, he's going to have a limitation, I'm assuming, on
for sure. But like to have this period off coming into what you said, Joe, 11 days prior to the opening round, the first game of the season, it's probably not a good management and timing, is it?
Well, it's not. But if up until that point he was flying, which is what was reported, what are you going to do? Stop him?
What do you mean?
Like, yeah, but are you going to limit him if he's got no limitation? Like,
but he's always going to have a limitation.
No, but if he was moving freely and there was no impingement, there was nothing, and he was fine, and he was actually getting stronger, and it was like, all right, we're building a good base here.
Yeah.
Why limit him? I think now that it's happened, maybe in the future they might take a more cautious approach.
I'm saying, is it reactive then?
Yeah. Well,
for me, it's reactive, knowing the extent of the previous injury. And that he's still going to have to manage it for his entire career. That's what the back injury is.
Yeah. The thing that gives me the peace of mind is that he is a professional. He manages his body better than anyone.
Mm.
So, you know, I think they'd be having the right conversations and he'd be listening to his body quite well to not overdo it. Do you know what I mean? I think Walsh should be quite good to go. Didn't feel right. Give me X amount of days or weeks to just sort it out rather than play through it. And then We're in strife.
So. I still think he gets up for opening round, if I'm being honest. I still think he plays.
It's opening round, then a week off, isn't it?
No. Then Richmond.
It's Richmond, then week off.
Okay.
I think if he misses opening round, don't play him against Richmond and give him a full 3 weeks off. But then it's like, well, how much preseason has he missed? How much game action has he missed? Where's his body at going into round four or three, whatever it is, against North? Like, I think he makes opening round. I think
if he doesn't make,
I think it's purely precaution.
You need to be seeing him training with the main group, though.
Of course,
he can't be doing a modified indoor training session.
Correct.
Like if he's going to play round one, he's missing the prackies.
Let's not forget,
and he's with the main
group.
Let's
not forget,
not 11 days out.
Correct.
But let's not forget, he hasn't missed a full training session to this point. Yeah, so his body's ready. Other than the back and a limitation that, in terms of his fitness and everything else.
Joe, realistically, you can't prepare for a match. You can't, that match intensity, you can't prepare for it, that match fitness, unless you play matches. But I would assume that they're banking on Walsh to be able to do that
and deal with
rather
it.
Than risk two games of decent load. Right.
I agree.
Do you understand? No,
we're saying the same thing. We're saying the same thing. Well,
yeah. Are you, if he misses the opening round of the season, are you then questioning things more?
No.
Do you feel like as if you are or no?
No.
Well,
because like with Wiedering, like, are you questioning the Wiedering thing at the moment?
No, because it's... Because
that was a six-week timeline initially, 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, now, but Walsh is...
Are you questioning Jack Martin?
No, I'm not, because he's got a history of injury.
But Walsh is lower back. It was previously known. Where Wiedering, it wasn't.
Martin's Wiedering is, though.
Yeah, and we questioned it.
Yeah.
No, at the moment, you're questioning it.
Obviously it's pre-existing what he's done, but at the same time, there's got to be you, it's a known injury, so you've got to manage the guy differently. Yeah, it's common sense,
but that's what we're doing by not playing him in the practice matches. That's
the point. But is it because he's feeling a tweak?
We're talking about Martin or Walsh.
Martin.
Martin's MCL.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that is a little bit different to the Walsh one. Anyway, I think all in all, we're saying the same thing. I think it's the right thing to do to not play him in the practice matches. Mm. If anyone can get up for a game without, it's going to be Walsh. Yeah, he did it last year.
He plays right
the surgery. Yeah. So, and syndesmosis and all that sort of, he's done. We're talking about history. He's done it time and again where he's just been able to pull up and play, and he's like, he hasn't missed a beat. So, I'll back him in. I'll get your points though. Another topic, one that's a little bit, well, it does affect us because of round one. This is the MCG. This is a photo of the MCG.
Wow.
You can see it, Jules.
I can't see it, but I've seen it. I can say
that's a photo of the MCG. Now I'm happy that everyone got their Taylor Swift fix. It's good. It was nice to see that many people in one place.
000. We had this same issue last year.
And this is my point. We have got to be.
It was terrible last year.
It was pretty much after Ed Sheeran. Right. Exactly.
And then there was shifting turf. There was all this sort of stuff. Now the AFL are saying that there's not going to be a shifting turf issue. They're doing they're resurfacing the whole thing this year. So it's not going to be some parts are patches. New, some parts are old. But I'm sorry. That there is taken literally 18 days or 15 days from round one against Richmond. If there's an ACL for anyone, not just our boys, but across the comp that play on the MCG in the first 2-3 weeks, we've got to be kidding ourselves. This is our most elite sporting environment in this country, and 2 years straight we haven't been able to get that right. All summer you've had to schedule that concert. As a sporting minister, whatever his title is, all summer they could have scheduled that concert. No, they pick it again 18 days before the season starts. Kidding ourselves.
I agree.
Yes or no?
Got no comment.
Anyway, it's still yet to be seen. Could be wrong, but again, it's a second year straight. I just don't understand. Third one from me before we go into the maximum review.
Let it rip, Joe.
Spoke about Sam McClure last week, do we not?
You love him.
I don't. You got at the moment. But hey,
you got something going on with him.
Last week spoke about it, put a video up about him saying we're flag favourites, and then him questioning why we're extending the coach after saying that we're flag favourites. This week he reckons Port's winning the flag. So
yeah, he's changing.
I don't know.
Over the day.
I don't know. I really don't know. Anyway, match team review. I didn't get to watch it, unfortunately, because I was in London. I didn't have access to it.
I went to represent us.
Jules, you watched a fair bit of it.
Well, we have to have one representative.
I watched the highlights in detail, and you know, Ashley Hance's pre-game spiel and some interviews post-game, and so I'm in depth in terms of what's happened.
All right. Dan, how'd they look? We lost, obviously, but the score in that match team doesn't really...
Well, I think I said it to you last because you asked me, how important's the prackies? And I think it solidified, to be honest with you, that it was purely around volume and load and getting through minutes unscathed as well, because I'll tell you something, then I don't think we should judge anything off the match sim personally, but a lot needs to improve before round one.
I think it's
a very backwards mentality for us as supporters if we go panic stations over a match sim.
Yeah. Can we not perform in the match sim and then roll into round one, two, three, four,
the
five?
Next pracky we have to.
Yeah.
We have to perform in this next one as a reflection of what it'll look like round one.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to emulate it. The skills are poor. Like anyone who was there can attest to the fact that the first quarter in particular, the skills were quite poor. Geelong was sort of on top of us. Just Cam Guthrie did his hammy in the first kick of the game.
First
kick of the game out the middle, and he literally just on his left just pinged his hammy. But it was more our ball use, which we were looking forward to seeing, was just off the mark, which you sort of half expect, I think. But for me, I purely looked at it a fact of they've got minutes, they got through unscathed, and I want to see a lot more improvement personally.
Ashley Hansen spoke before the game because he actually took the reins. On the actual day. So he spoke at the beginning of the game in terms of like their skill level, etc., that there was going to be options. That there were going to be occasions where they didn't hit targets.
What? Sorry, because I don't know why I'm getting laughed at for having a drink.
No, it's fine.
Is it you put something in there?
No. I was going to put in there.
What do you do then? Why can't I drink?
It was funny. It's fun.
What?
Continue.
I just got that the way I did it.
Yeah. I think I didn't pick it up. Go.
He's posh. He's posh.
Hurry up, because his laptop's burning energy, man.
This is a you problem. This is a you problem. All right. So, he did. He spoke about the skill level in terms of that it potentially won't be at the level in which they're going to be happy with, and in terms of, you know, trying to be proactive and positive in terms of their ball movement. But one thing that he did mention, and he mentioned it within the first 5 seconds, was in terms of identifying the way they want to play and their values, etc. Did you see that, Paisan?
I'd say I saw intent in what they were trying to do, but it was purely the execution that was lacking.
So the, you feel like as if the intent was there.
Like, I feel as though you could see the type of ball movement that we wanted to play.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? The way in which with the passages that we try and the way in which we tried to use the ball, I got it. All right, it didn't happen all the time, but there was passages where we moved the ball. Like, I'll give you an example. Personally, for me, Youngie can't play because it kills us moving the ball out of D50. That's just plain and simple. I think Weeders, you can see, is going to really hurt us being out from what I've seen. Gov needs to be the general if Weeders isn't there. Like, these are the things that I took out of it. Marchie is massive. Marchie's massive for that structure. Like, again, like Brody Kemp, who was so reliable, he had a shocker in the match sim.
Yeah.
What?
No, it's fine. I'm just looking at the comments.
No, for sure.
Are they agreeing? You can read them. I can't.
Yeah, no, there's a few that are agreeing. Yeah. Patches where we defended the corridor pretty well, Peter V. And transition did improve a little bit.
It improved in the second quarter. So
Lou said we didn't perform in the last practice games against the Swans last year and took that form to the season. Yeah. Didn't like what I saw in this practice game.
The man saw that building momentum. Like, I reckon winning games to footy, even though it's in preseason, is highly important.
Geelong had full strength in the match sim. All right. They did. Second quarter, we cleaned up our structure defensively, was way better, and they couldn't do anything. We dominated in terms of, like, without being able to hit the scoreboard. So I think you clean up that, you clean up our ball movement, our skills, and obviously then conversion, and I think we're fine.
Ed Curno commenting during the broadcast, it was quite obvious we were trying to move the ball quickly by using different angles. I'd probably take that from him too, because he's been in a system where obviously ball movement was quite stagnant. So he obviously saw something a little bit different.
Yeah, you could
see. The intent obviously was there.
Yeah, correct. Whether
was there or not. No.
You could see that what we're trying to do, we just obviously couldn't execute.
I'm just hoping that even though they're trying to do these things and the execution's not there, that during the course of the season, that they don't just fully go back onto, you know, in terms of our ball movement and transition, just reliant on our contested work.
Yeah.
Because we're going to need both. Yeah. If you want to make top four, if you want to be able to win premierships, you need to be able to have both aspects down packed in terms of winning the contest and also in transition, especially transition. I heard I think it was Lee Montagna the other day, where he said, especially grand finalists now or winners, premierships, teams actually win premierships, they need to be able to score off transition, off turnover. Because if you don't, if you can't cause turnover, and if you can't cause turnover in the right areas and actually score from them, then you can actually find it difficult in finals to actually win.
Of course.
And win games.
Of course.
Yeah.
Especially grand
finals. I think it was Lee Montagna that said during, I saw that as well. I think it was him that said during the week, when we're up and about, when we're scoring, it was all on the back of stoppage.
Correct.
Last year. And it was.
Correct.
It's not sustainable. So there's going to be, this is where.
So for example, if you go back to the prelim, we're on top in terms of our stoppage against Brisbane. We're scoring heavily. Then they got on top. And then after that, third and fourth, it was sort of an arm wrestle. They just got out enough. No other team were really scoring off transition.
Yeah.
No.
And we need to work on that. We need to be able to do that.
This is why for me this year, it feels like, again, the way that the conversation is that it's a foregone conclusion. We're just going to improve off the bat early in the season from the get-go. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think there's going to be some teething issues. No, I still think we're going to play finals. I still think that we're going to push for top four. But because of what we're talking about here and because of what we've seen in one practice game so far, we'll see what happens against Melbourne. But because that execution's still not quite there, regardless of the intent, there's going to be some teething issues. There just will be.
It was windy. It was very windy and it was hot. So you've got to take that into account as well. What I want to talk about is seeing H at the center bounce.
Yeah, kind
of. Oh, rucking, yeah?
In the ruck.
No good.
Terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I actually said it to Jules. I go, can't happen.
I was watching Aaron Hamill's press conference today in terms of, like, flexibility there. And, you know, it's all great to have flexibility as long as they can actually perform.
It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. In forward 50, no problem.
Yeah.
Get him there. But around the ground, center bounces, no.
Yeah,
it just didn't work.
Yeah, only inside forward.
There was no continuity even off the, like, yeah. It just, for me, it didn't work.
Another thing, too, it's interesting because obviously Ashley Hansen obviously took the reins. And during that line of vision and all the vision I saw, there was no Vossi. me, it was interesting. I don't know, obviously.
I'm not sure why that was.
Personal, and obviously, if anyone's in the chat is aware,
we knew that ahead of time. If someone doesn't know in the chat, let us know.
Yeah.
My partner, Gabrielle, in the chat from London, live, says, Jules, stop playing with the mic. good feedback.
I'll do what I want.
I was going to ask about Ashton Moyer, because there was a lot of hype. Now, I don't want to do this with kids again, right?
But you are.
He kicked two goals. No. I'm actually not. I'm not gonna go where you think I'm gonna go. But don't take this as negative either, right? I'm just asking your opinion because you were there and you saw it. Okay. He kicked two goals. What else did he do across the day? Listen, be honest.
No, not much.
Right.
All right. But he's got something.
Of course.
That's all I'm gonna say. Hey, because the way this kid attacks a contest as well, it's scary.
I understand completely, but my point is, a lot of this hype that's been around the goals and he's hit the scoreboard.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know what? You've got to have some level of tactical awareness and game awareness to be able to get yourself in the position to kick those goals. I get it, and he's young. I just don't want to put pressure on these kids anymore, man, to break in at opening round and have this impact.
He reminds you of a bit of a Jugelhagen.
That's where we said that.
Yeah, it does look a bit.
Yeah, he's got the same sort of motion as a Jugelhagen. He excites me. He really does. I get what you're saying. You don't want to have too much pressure.
Well, is he going to play opening round based on that performance?
No, yeah. I don't.
Because already there's hype around him, and it's like, come on.
This is what I'm saying. But this is where you have to tame. You have to tame these sort of things.
Expectations.
You know, it's even. I was reading the chat forums of Carlton after the match, and people were losing it.
Yeah,
what they'd seen. Just settle down a little bit. You know, I'll be honest. Like after the pracky, if it doesn't improve, then you know maybe there will be a little bit of negativity around what we're going to see round one, but not after that.
Agree.
Like your coach wasn't there. Like I said, for me, it was purely minutes. Like, and even Orazio getting through what he needed to get through. And he had this little passage where Hollands didn't even pick him out. It was actually to his advantage. And he broke the ankles, I think, I can't remember who it was. Mm-hmm. It was a joke. And he set up Cripper for his set shot. Yeah. If we manage this guy.
He's going to be good.
Him and Motts, I'm telling you, it's going to go somewhere stupid.
For me, if Faz plays, let me think, in terms of what his body's capable of. If he plays 15 games... He'll kick you 25.
Yeah.
Is Fantasia ahead of Durden, Owies?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. If he's fit. If he's fit, he plays round one.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Based on what I saw.
Yeah. He's just got something that is just, it's electric. If he's in and around that area, he's creating something.
Motts is probably our number one small forward currently in terms of, when I say currently, in terms of health.
Yeah.
Health and performance.
Consistency.
Consistency, correct. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I lost my train of thought.
Anything else on the day? A couple asking about Charlie.
I mentioned about, I wanted to speak about, first of all, I want to speak about what Jules spoke about last week with H and his set shots.
Yeah.
So I specifically looked at the way, because his first kick was an absolute
disaster.
It was a disaster.
Yeah. But it was a set shot.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a set shot. Disaster. Drop punt. But every single time he had a set shot, confident. No, he was confident in which way he wanted to kick the footy.
Yeah.
And approach the shot. So for me, and he kicked two. Yeah.
That's fine.
Like I think
he's gonna miss.
He's gonna be fine. Yeah. I saw a shift in, he was just confident. He knew from here he wasn't on, it just looked a lot better.
His
just
condition.
Don't put him at, he can't be at a center bounce. That'll ruin everything. Cunners.
Yep.
Cunners. Now, did I say Cunners breakout?
Sure.
Did I?
Maybe.
No, go back to the episodes now.
I bet you.
Hey, this guy here.
Tell me.
Yep. Pre-season's under his belt. I'm telling you want that mid-forward connection, bloke.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear.
It's
his first full preseason in like
ages.
I think like 5 years.
Like his ball use, hands, decision making.
He's always been clean. I just think he's continuity in his body.
He attended a lot of center bounces as well.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I'm expecting that.
I like that. Ollie Hollins inside as well.
Yeah, the last quarter, at one stage it was, I'm pretty sure, Fantasia, Cunners, and Hollins
at a center bounce.
I don't know about that.
It was.
Obviously, all the other Bulls were out.
Because you were there.
Oh, no, I'm saying I don't know about rolling.
No. You can't. I'll tell you another thing, and this is not, you know what, because you sort of go for the guys, you sort of talk about the guys that you hoped to do well, or like, we spoke about a Cunners. Adam Chera.
Rolls Royce.
Nah, he's something.
Rolls Royce.
With Chez. I feel like
I was all need is that.
Nah, but with Chess,
blow a load over.
If he didn't miss those 4 or 5 games, he would have won the best and fairest.
He shit himself. Of course, you could say it.
Yes or no?
He shit himself because he said, blow a load over it. And he stopped himself.
You're allowed. Sorry.
True enough, though.
Was it?
Chess. He would have won our best and fairest.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, and he's going to go a different level
again. I reckon as well.
Yeah. He's a Rolls Royce in that midfield. We got a lot of grunt, but he's something that he does things that not a lot of other players can do. In a
lot
our,
of polish. A lot of polish.
In our midfield, I think Chez and Walsh, particularly towards the end of the season, has overtaken Cripps in terms of that being that mantle, that staple in there.
No, I disagree with that. Cripper, because our game's so based on stoppage, Cripps is still number one.
You reckon?
Yeah. That's not changing anytime soon. You take Cripps out of that midfield, we don't win clearances. We've seen that time and again. It's true. Is it not?
I don't know. For me, go have a look at the performances. Look at Walsh's final series.
Hey, you know what? You want to talk about performances, Cripps last year. You know, the last like 2-3 games, how many direct goal assists he had?
Cripps.
Going inside 50?
What's the stat?
Hitting players on the tip.
What's the stat?
I think in the semi, he had 2 or 3.
Really?
And in the elimination final, he had 2. He had like 4 or 5 direct goal assists off his own boot. That doesn't happen from Cripps. Mm. Like, that's another string that he added to his bow that people don't talk about. He's still number one. I'm telling you now, he's still number one.
Don't say it.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Not into this season.
Might be wrong. Well,
look, all these things that we say. Yeah, well, let's see what.
No strapping. No strapping for Cripper. No strapping on his knee.
I actually didn't take note.
Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently there was no strapping in the knee. So
I don't know. Yeah.
That's a good sign. Anything else? Any other bits and pieces?
Elijah Hollins.
The battery's at 28%. So
yeah, we're all right.
We're all
Elijah
right.
Hollins.
Good bit of grunt.
Yep.
Looks good.
Looks good.
Mm.
Looks good. Like I said, it was very hard because the foot skills of everyone wasn't the best, but looks good.
Okay.
Can play round one.
We can't.
Well, I can't, sorry. Can play round what?
3.
It's the good Friday. Can be in our best 22. Good Friday game is when he's eligible.
Can be in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of his body.
Speaking
of round one and whatnot, tickets go on sale tomorrow for everyone watching.
Are you getting them?
Yeah, I will be. If you remember, you'll need to upgrade to a reserve seat for $0 ticket redemption for the Richmond game and the Collingwood game. And if you're an away member, you'll have to do it for the Good Friday clash as well. So I've got to get 3 games tomorrow.
Do you know why I said you're getting them?
Why?
Because Jules getting them for his Spanish mate.
Hey, he might.
Hey, he asked.
He listens.
He'll be watching.
He asked. He
Victor,
asked.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Victor.
Yeah, Victor. He actually asked yesterday. He's like, "Oh, is the pot on?"
He wants
and
to
I go, nah, it's tomorrow night live.
We'll see him Wednesday, like, and he'll be watching.
Comment.
No, he's obviously going to get the first time.
If you're here, like, jump in the comments, Victor. Last week we took the piss out of Jules about his Spanish mate. We're taking the piss out of you, Victor.
What, did he get offended?
No, I just wanted to clear it up.
I saw him. It was good.
I'm sure he's a great guy. I actually really want to get along with him, so that hopefully we can get rid of him.
Actually, to be honest, last Thursday, I was his birthday. It was his birthday. Shout out to Victor.
There you go. Happy birthday.
Last Thursday, man.
Oh, goody.
Hey, Livy's itching to get her segment on because she's not listening to the show until she's on.
I know. Well, I know that.
So what's going on here?
Next week. Next week.
That's another listener, Joe.
Next for the Pracky. You want her to do a report for the Pracky? Or does she do her little intro?
No, that's her first word next week.
All right.
You've already sent me the audio for it.
Sorry?
You already sent me the audio.
Yeah.
Next week.
For the Pracky as well?
No.
Her match reports are just for the season.
That'll be for the season. But Livy's back next week.
Yeah, okay.
I said that to you during the week. Oh, I didn't tell the listeners, so that's right.
We need to get Livy in the studio.
Yeah, when she's here from Tassie, we will.
She'll be here when the baby's born.
Livy will be back next week. We're going to do our live draft next week as well, our depth chart that we spoke about, which we'll go through next week. That'll be a good exercise. If you're here as well, you haven't already, like the video, subscribe to Blue Abroad on YouTube. And if you're listening on Spotify, hit that 5 stars and give us a follow. It's very important for us on Spotify this year that you follow us if you're listening and you haven't. So make sure you do. All right. We've got the Melbourne preview to do, unless you got any more to say about the Geelong.
No.
Nothing? Jules?
No.
Melbourne preview. And then I think that'll pretty much do us for tonight. It's a bit of a shorter ep, but it'll start to ramp up over the next few weeks. And we're going to have a lot more content to talk about. Melbourne. Melbourne.
They're shambles at the moment.
Yeah, and the last time we saw them.
They've been a shambles for a year.
Yeah, they've been a shambles since we basically put the nail in the coffin. So it's our fault. It seems like it's our fault. We're going Wednesday night.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot again.
Oh, Spanish, mate.
Spanish, mate.
We'll be there.
We've got a good crew. We've got about 10 of us, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Princess Park, 6:40. Apparently, the VFL game is now closed to the public. So, if you were thinking about going to watch the VFL prior, the practice match prior, you won't be able to.
I don't understand why they would do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Mm. Why would you? I'm not sure. Would it be nice
to watch it?
Yeah.
Gates open 5:30. Game, the bounce is at 6:40 or 6:30, I think, for the Melbourne game.
6:40, so I think.
It sounds like it's going to be full. It sounds like we're going to have about 15,000 there. At Princess Park, which is going to be
pretty cool. Yeah,
that's going to be nice.
Yeah,
Melbourne,
balmy too.
It'll be a nice night.
It'll be really nice.
It would hopefully cool down.
If you're going and you see us, come say hi. Buy us a beer
or two.
No, don't do that. Just buy me one. All right, what are we looking for in this one? This is obviously a little bit different, right? It's not six quarters or whatever.
No.
It's not this is official. It's a one practice match we get, and then we're playing the week after. That's it. Season starts literally just over a week after that. It's a bit different to previous years. Usually with a practice match, we get like a week break afterwards, and then the season starts. Because the season's starting a lot earlier, we're basically straight into it. So this is... what do you want to see? Do you want to see us go half-assed or do you want to see full power?
Helpful ever.
Yeah.
I'm expecting to see what, in terms of performance and obviously personnel, what I'm expecting.
Best 22.
Yeah, what I'm expecting to see for the opening round or opening round or round one, whatever it's called. That's what I'm expecting.
Squad, full squad as well?
Full squad.
As much as you can?
As much. Bar Walsh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as close as you're going to get to that round one side.
Up until, the third quarter, for example.
And I'm looking for intensity now because it was actually quite lethargic. It was pretty lethargic, especially. And like I said, maybe the heat played a factor, but I'm looking for
tackles. I'm sure the heat would have played.
But our brand, tackles, pressure, like everything. Everything that makes us, we see this in this pracky.
Yeah.
Well, those values.
I'm not looking for things to be tried, to be honest, in this pracky. I want it to emulate what we're going to see round one.
I mean, the trying is the aspect of the transition. We have to see that.
But I'm talking like H in the ruck.
Yeah.
That type of stuff.
But what if that is what we're... I mean...
It can't be.
But with Silvani out for season, what if it just is going to be?
Because if
Pitto goes, all right, so if Pitto goes down or TDK goes down, what do you do?
If one of
Lewis Young,
one of them go down,
you're going to play Young as a pure ruck?
If one of them go down, or
is he not more capable than H?
Is one of them going down or two?
No, one.
Okay.
If one goes down,
whichever one that goes,
plays 90%,
that plays, and they only ruck between the arcs.
Mm.
They ruck between the arcs. Yeah. In defense, you got Marchbank that rucks. And then, or if not, he rucks as well. The ruckman, whoever it is, Pitto or TDK,
and
rucks
in the 450,
H rucks. There you go.
I think
there's ways around it.
I think their thinking behind it is they want TDK to play forward more. They want him to.
Well, that has to be sacrificed, Joe, if you've got personnel issues.
But this is why we're seeing Mackay at the center. I don't think they want
to
sacrifice.
Well, then you lose your ability to win the clearances, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Which is our one, and
it's fine as long as your transition game's good.
Well,
but
you got to be set up behind the ball,
and we're still waiting to see it.
Mm. I don't know. It's an interesting one. It's pretty obvious that Mackay's not up to scratch in terms of being like a tap ruckman or something.
I forgot about one other person in the match team quickly is Jordan Boyd.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Wow.
Good. Mm. He'll play.
Mm.
Yeah. All year. Mm. I'm happy to hear that.
Like a lot.
No, I'm happy to hear that. He for whatever reason, since Voss has come in, he seems like he's just improved out of sight. Confidence. Every single week he improves.
When you got someone that backs you, helps.
I feel like as if he's always had it.
What the skill?
Yeah.
His ball use, yeah.
Ball use, yeah.
Ball use, yeah.
Yeah. How was his one-on-one work as like defensively though?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Saad was brilliant.
Remember, it's Saad.
It's Saad, but Saad was brilliant.
I can't wait to see Zach Williams.
Zach Williams is another one.
Apparently he's playing VFL.
Yeah, he's playing. Yeah, you said that
on Wednesday.
Yeah,
from what?
See, does he play opening round? Probably not.
No, he doesn't.
Probably not.
No,
if we're saying you need a better run in, he probably doesn't.
No, he doesn't. But I think we've got enough to cover.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
Now the Melbourne. So last time we obviously played Melbourne was the semi.
Really good night.
Great night. I don't know. How much do you take out of that game, the last time we saw him versus now? Like, and the
circumstances are different.
I know it's different. It's a final versus a practice match. But do you still want to hold the wood over him? Like, you don't want him. Like, do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like, for me, it's a practice game, but it's at Princess Park. I say this every year when we get to this point. You don't lose games at Princess Park. Mm. Doesn't matter who you're playing. Doesn't matter what sort of circumstance it is. It's your home. You just don't drop games there. Like, for me, I want to see us slap him. Like, genuinely slap him. I want to be 40 points up at halftime.
Mm.
That's what I want. That's genuinely what I want to see. And they're in all sorts at the moment.
Yeah.
They don't even know if they're a football club or a halfway house.
Or something else.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Like, we should be, with the prep that they've had, all the noise and everything around them versus where we're at.
No,
we
Brayshaw
should be
for them.
Slapping them. Yeah, that's true. That was quite sad during the week, actually. I like
you know,
I,
no, I Brayshaw. Mind, that's massive Brayshaw. For them.
We should slap them. We should.
Yeah,
Charlie Curnow is one I want to actually ask about. He had a quiet, this is where I was getting to the semi. He had a quiet one against Stephen May in the semi. He had a quiet one in the Geelong practice match game. He averaged a goal a game for the last 4 weeks of the season last year. And I think he only kicked one last week in the match team.
Yep.
You want to see Charlie come out and kick like 4 or 5 in this game to really prep himself 100%. For opening round.
Yeah.
Agree?
Yep.
Jules?
Agree.
I don't mind as long as he kicks 5
round one. Round,
opening round.
Yeah, but I'm saying he needs to find some form, obviously. He can't hit the scoreboard. When Harry doesn't hit the scoreboard, we talk about it every week. He genuinely hasn't been able to hit the scoreboard.
What's the saying? Form is temporary, class is permanent.
Yeah, that's a good one by you, Jules.
I don't think he needs it. I genuinely don't think he needs it.
Even though
he'll rise to the occasion.
I don't think he needs it. I feel like as if he's already gone through, you know, the mental battles of his performances in finals last year. I mean, it was written all over the media in terms of his performance in finals. There's no doubt in my mind he's, you know, in terms of scrutinizing anyone, he's going to be the most in terms of scrutinizing himself compared to anyone else.
Yeah.
So he's going to want to
be a perfectionist.
Yeah. So he's going to want to, not only the course of the season, but come finals time, he's the one that's actually going to, you know, put pressure on himself to perform. And
hey, leadership group now too.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you now, when he plays finals, he's going to be putting in shifts. I can guarantee you it.
I'm sure he will, but I think we need him to hit the ground running from the get-go. And the fact that he's not in form, which he's not, it's call a spade a spade, over the last 4 or 5 games.
We can't call
when I say form,
a game.
No, no. When I say form, though, no.
He's played for 5 months.
Hold on. Talking finals, GWS game.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right? That's fine. You mentioned the match sim before. You can't. Like, you kick one goal in the match sim.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. But you would expect him in a match sim to kick at least two or three. Especially if it's slow and it's lethargic, like you're talking about. Mm. So he's in form in every other aspect of his game. He's still clunking him. He's still, you know, impacting. But scoreboard-wise, he needs to find that again.
Mm.
He does, because we need him to. If he's not scoring, we're not scoring. Simple.
And for our bets.
Your bets.
Yeah. Charlie Coleman.
There's a few.
Has that happened before? Three in a
row. There's a few asking for a multi for the practice game.
No way.
Yeah. Don't touch it. Don't do it.
Can you actually bet on it?
I'm sure you can.
Stay tuned on the Instagram.
Oh my
See, God. Everyone wants a segment back.
I don't know.
Maybe get the segment again, and then if I lose two in a row, then bin it again for the year.
Did you not lose people enough money?
No, but I will try this time.
Of course.
No, Joe, do that. Why don't we get it back? But if I lose two in a row, the segment's gone for another year.
All right, so it'll be done after Richmond.
Jules.
Predictions, final scores for the Bracky on Wednesday.
Carlton 25.
We're gonna wrap this up.
Yeah, Carlton by 19.
Carlton by 50.
Oh my God.
50 point thumping. And I really hope we see it. It would just be nice. Hey, I honestly think we need to take this practice game very, very seriously.
Yeah, I agree.
Very seriously. Because Brisbane,
they're not
going to, you know.
No, they're going to be primed.
Yeah. And they're going to be hungry coming off a grand final loss. So we need to find some serious touch going into opening round if we're any chance. Up at the Gabba. Laptop's on 12%. So
done well. Cover the show.
We probably need to wrap this up. I'll fix that up for future weeks. I don't know how I'm gonna, but I need to find another port somewhere. Everyone that joined us live, thank you very much.
Or just charge your laptop at 100%.
It was because charged.
Then if it's 100%, then it will finish on 40.
It was charged. You're at 28. It was at 100.
We have to work everything.
No, you decipher the problem, and then you can come to that solution.
You know what?
When you get there,
this could be the last episode we do for the that I'm feeling at the moment. So. Thanks for everyone that tuned in live and participated in the live chat. Anyone that's listening on Spotify later in the week, thank you very much as well. It's good to be back. New home, Image Online. Like the video, subscribe to Blue Abroad, follow us on Spotify, hit that 5 stars. Boys, it's good to see you again.
Pleasure.
Good app.
And until next week.
Job done.
Up the baggers.
Let's go.
Up the baggers.